This is Dakota Datebook for July 9th. North Dakota was sweltering during the summer of 1930. The state was in the grip of an oppressive heat wave. Heat and humidity had caused extreme discomfort for several days. Temperatures hovered in the high 90s, and the humidity made things even worse. Hettinger was the hottest spot in the state, hitting 101 degrees. Other towns weren't far behind. Beach and Grand Forks recorded 99, and Williston reached 98. North Dakotans were getting tired of the heat. The entire region suffered. Mitchell, South Dakota was the hottest place in the country, reaching a scorching 108 degrees. A Minnesota man died after being overcome by the heat. A carpenter in Missouri also died while working on a job. A locomotive fireman collapsed and died as well. Others were hospitalized. A railroad accident on the Atchison, Topeka, and Santa Fe line was blamed on the heat. Rails expanded and buckled, derailing three freight cars. On this date, in 1930, the meteorologist at the Bismarck Weather Station offered a sliver of hope. He predicted a thunderstorm might move in later that night or early the next morning, but relief was short-lived. The hot weather continued, with temperatures around 100 degrees becoming the norm. Each day, newspapers predicted cooler air was on the way, and each day, they were wrong. Not every forecast was so optimistic. One meteorologist warned that any break in the heat would be brief, and he was right. The minor storms did not end the heat wave, which dragged on into August. As Labor Day approached, North Dakotans finally began to breathe a little easier, though the temperatures didn't drop by much. Still, 84 degrees felt a lot better than 112. The rains returned in 1935, but one wet year wasn't enough to end the drought. As they suffered through the brutal summer of 1930, North Dakotans had no way of knowing a hot, dry decade still lay ahead. The drought didn't truly begin to ease until the end of the 1930s. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Earl Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.